Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Well, welcoming in today our guest, Megan Bruckstrand, the Director of Marketing at Felician Village. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Jim.
You know, as we age, people realize the value of experiences over those material things like that. And we've talked, let's talk about a hobby that we both share today, and that's the enjoying hunting for beach glass.
Yeah, so it's easily one of my favorite hobbies. It's looking for beach glass on Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. It's really not about the act of, you know, finding the best or the biggest piece of beach glass. It's enjoying that walk on the beach, feeling the sun on my face, when the water's warm enough, dipping my toes in that water, hearing my kids laugh, being with my dog, the sound of waves, and even sometimes the sound of those seagulls squawking. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you need those hobbies and experiences and moments to just give you perspective of the things to be thankful for or to put yourself in a really good positive headspace.
So let's tell a story. What's an experience that you had when you're out hunting for beach glass?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we just went a couple of weeks ago in Lake Michigan, and my daughter and I sat there for hours, and it was such a nice experience for her and I to do. The dog was with us. My husband and son were driving their Traxxas cars around. Mm-hmm. Just something, get away from the screens, get away from the hustle and the bustle, and there wasn't any cost to it, just a really great experience for my family.
Isn't that something when you get out there in the sunshine and the wind and you don't want to get too close to the water yet, but you know what I mean, right?
And exactly. We're getting close.
Yeah, and it's a great topic, especially when we get those warmer days and we get into summer.
Yeah. And, you know, really just having somebody reflect on living their life with some purpose through those meaningful experiences. So we're going to help you answer that question at our next session of Aging Boldly on Monday, May 15th at 11 a.m. Community cheerleader Chris Cornelli will be our speaker, and she'll be there to motivate attendees to just find that joy in day-to-day life activities. We'll also be doing some hands-on stuff as well.
And that's always great when you get together on these little excursions, I guess, and learn a little bit.
Exactly. And really, Chris is going to, you know, help inspire our attendees to develop a wish list of experiences or maybe even a bucket list for mm-hmm. this summer and beyond. So again, that session is going to take place at the Manitowoc Senior Center on Monday, May 15th at 1 p.m.
Now, it sounds like fun, especially the bucket list part when you just wake up and go, I'm finally going to do that. It's inspirational and it definitely supports the idea of aging boldly. If someone wants more information on this event, how are we going to find out?
Yeah, details can be found on our website, FeliciaNVillage.org, or on our Facebook page. Registration is not required. The sessions are free and open to the public. But if anyone does have questions, they can call me at Felician Village at 920-684-7171, extension 329.
Sounds great, Megan. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.